So yeah. Tell us a little bit, Bob. Somehow they conned you into taking over this organization. What in the world were you thinking? And what kind of plans do you have for CSO in the coming year?
Sure. My wife and I moved to Marietta, Georgia, about 6 years ago. And we were walking through the square one evening and saw a wonderful wine and cheese party going on in a new wine shop. So we were peering in through the window and wishing that we had been invited, and the door flung open and some nice folks inside invited us in. And it happened to be an organization called the Friends of the Cobb Symphony Orchestra. Wonderful group of people. And when they learned about our involvement with the New York Philharmonic up in New York, they asked us if we would enjoy joining the Friends, and we had done that. I guess it's going on almost about 5 or 6 years now, and we were introduced to many fine concerts and the folks of the Friends, and also the affiliated people with the orchestra, and we were very impressed with it and taken with the people and the quality of the Cobb Symphony Orchestra. So through that acquaintance, got to meet this fellow over here to my left, Todd Youngblood, who chairs the Cobb Symphony Orchestra. And they were having a search for a new executive director to replace the one who had just left for San Obispo, California. And Todd asked me if I would consider accepting the role as the executive director. And I hesitated, and he said, "Don't say no, just say maybe." And
said, that Youngblood can sell, can't he?
Yeah, you know, he's a master at it. So I had considered it and spoke with my wife Carol about it, and she said, "Let's go. Let's lend a hand." And that's what we hope to do. Mike Alexander, sitting right next to me here, is just a wonderful conductor and music director. And Todd and Mike and I will be working very closely to promote the Cobb Symphony Orchestra and get it the recognition that it really deserves. Because I know Mike doesn't like me to say this. He may feel that I overstate things a little, but I truly believe that they're a world-class orchestra. And what we're going to try to do is build audience, get them greater recognition and support.
The orchestra is quite unique, really, across the world. It's a professional ensemble that, when it plays with sort of a, I'm not sure how to explain this in any other way, it's kind of with the chip on its shoulder. It has a, there is a true hunger to be able to really connect what we do to our audience. And the whole approach to the Cobb Symphony Orchestra is unique among orchestras, certainly in this country, in that we really put outreach and education first in what we do. So we push the envelope. We do pieces in art that is unusual for an orchestra of our size to be able to produce. And we also combine that by an amazing amount of outreach. So we host the Georgia Youth Symphony Orchestra, which is in Chorus, which is the largest youth orchestra program in the Southeast, over 400 students. We have a CSO chorus with over 100 members, and really a private lesson program to the Georgia Center of the Arts. So for an organization our size, we act as if we have a budget about 5 to 6 times what we actually do, what we produce artistically, which makes it a pretty exciting place for a music director to work. And we're incredibly excited to have Bob on board now to be able to have the administrative side keep pace, really, with what's happening on that side.
I've had some exposure to the Youth Symphony Orchestra. That's a phenomenal organization, and that's doing some amazing things in the Cobb community.
Yeah, we're really proud that we have, you know, from all across the metro area, actually, that we get students. We have people come as far away as the North Carolina border and as far south as pretty far south of Atlanta. It's pretty invigorating to see the work that they produce is really quite unbelievable. And it's neat to be able to pair that with the professional orchestra. So to see them work side by side, to see the professional musicians come in to work with the youth musicians is a really powerful thing.
And you have a jazz group as well. That's how I was first introduced to your organization, is I had a chance to see a jazz concert. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, you know, we're sort of redefining what it means to be a symphony orchestra. When you think of symphony orchestra, you often think of, traditionally what a symphony orchestra is. And we've sort of shifted that model. And we thought if we're a musical organization in the United States, it's really impossible for us to not have jazz be a part of what we do. And so Sam Skelton, who's one of the leading jazz musicians in Atlanta, took the model of jazz at Lincoln Center in New York. And we took in the top jazz musicians in Atlanta, and they actually rehearse. Which is kind of a strange thing, but to have jazz musicians actually sit down and rehearse together is normally they just make it up as they go along. And what the result of that is staggering, and they are unbelievable. And to go to a CSO jazz concert is pretty spectacular.
Because I've always read that the cool thing about jazz is the improvisation about it.
They do improvise.
Hear that.
Yeah, they do improvise, but you know, they boy, do they improvise. I mean, when they play, they can really go. But the charts that they're playing are not for the weak at heart. I mean, it's amazing they can do what they do on the number rehearsal. Most people are always surprised. You know, they rehearse twice. The Cobb Symphony rehearses two or three times. Maybe, you know, most people are always surprised. I think if you grew up in school music, you're used to a lot of rehearsals before you do a concert. And one of the things that's unique about professional music is that the rehearsal process is really quick. So it adds a little excitement to what we do. And there's one of the things that's so neat about the Cobb Symphony is there's a real grassroots connection to it. And our audience size is exploding, actually. We're against all the norms of our industry, which tends to be shrinking, we are accelerating like crazy. And so now it's just a question, as you say, of being able to find opportunities for both sides to meet in the middle.
You really do have offerings for all age groups, all kinds of demographics. Walk us through some of the programming for the upcoming year, if you would.
We've got some really great things that are happening. First of all, one of the things you have to understand about the Cobb Symphony Orchestra is that we'll do just about anything. And our audience sort of has a neat contract with us, I think, when they come in. We're going to challenge you and push you and make you rethink about what a symphony orchestra is and the kind of music that you'd come to hear. We're going to do some of the standard classics that is part of our repertoire and a lot of new music. And we do a lot to explain to you when you come to the concert what it is you're hearing, why this music, both new and old, is important to be played. So this year we're going to do some pretty diverse things. Our first concert, just for example, a piece by Christopher Theofanides, one of the new great composers in the United States today. We're going to do a piece that is called Rainbow Body. We're going to combine that with the New World Symphony by Dvorak and then the Schumann Piano Concerto with Roberto Plano from Italy, who's flying in to play the concerto with us. We get world-class guest artists to come in, which is also a really exciting thing about the symphony. Our CSO chorus will join us several times throughout the year. Some really unusual works, Stravinsky's Mass, Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, Bach Magnificat, which is not so unusual, but very cool. And then we're going to end the year with Mozart's Requiem, which is one of the most controversial works in classical music, if there's such a thing. We're going to combine that with all kinds of cool stuff throughout the year. Music by Shostakovich, Rachmaninoff, all of your favorites.